Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, February 5th, 2016, Aerosmith's Steven Tyler sings a note so high that it shatters the glass on a camera during an appearance on the TV show This Morning. On this day in 2010, Las Vegas star Wayne Newton is accused of abandoning his personal airplane at the Oakland County International Airport in Michigan. The plane, worth an estimated $2 million, was brought there for interior work 3 years earlier, but never retrieved. Newton is best often remembered for the 1963 classic Danke Schön. On this day in 2008, the Indian guru Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, who introduced the Beatles to ancient Hindu meditation methods, dies in his sleep at his home in the Netherlands. He is 91. On this day in 2006, Barry Manilow tops the album charts for the first time in nearly 29 years when his Greatest Songs of the 50s sells 156,000 copies during the first week of February. On this day in 2005, Paul McCartney performs during the halftime show at Super Bowl 39 in Jacksonville, Florida, and pockets a cool $3.3 million for his 12-minute performance. That translates into $278,000 per minute. On this day in 1977, an unknown singer named Mary McGregor has the top tune on Billboard with Torn Between Two Lovers, a song that she would later say she never liked. Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary co-wrote the song and chose McGregor to sing it over several other established artists. On this day in 1973, Elton John's Crocodile Rock becomes his first number one hit. And on this day, February 5th, 1972, Paul Simon releases his first new song without Art Garfunkel. The title for the song came from a menu item in a Chinese restaurant. It would reach number four on the Billboard Hot 100. What's this hit? The answer, right after this.
When it's time to buy appliances, wouldn't you rather deal with experienced local people you can trust? The folks at Dunnett Appliance and Mattress have been in business serving the Bangor area for years with great prices, friendly faces, and expert service. They know their products inside and out, so their service doesn't end with your purchase. Shop where you can see the finest selection of the best appliances available to match your budget, needs, and style, and get exceptional service for the life of your product. Dunnett Appliance and Mattress, 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza, Bangor. Dunnett has done it again.
Go, go! On this day, February 5th, 1972, Paul Simon releases his first new song without Art Garfunkel. It will peak at number four on the Billboard Hot 100. Simon got the idea for the song's title from a chicken and egg dish that he saw in a Chinese restaurant's menu. The menu referred to it as Mother and Child Reunion.
For the life of me, remember a Saturday. I know they say let it be, but it just don't work out that way. And the course of a lifetime runs over and over again. No, I would not give you false hope on this strange and mournful day, but the mother and child reunion is only a motion away. Oh, little darling of mine, I just can't believe it's so. Though it seems strange to say, I've never been late so long. Such a mysterious way, and the course of a lifetime runs over and over again. But I would not give you false hopes on this strange and mournful day, when the mother and child reunion is only a motion away. All of my